Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good morning, and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Make sure we got a little sound here in the morning. How is everybody today? Everybody sounds good. Trying to get our live studio audience participating today. And I'm not sure, but Cannabis Kid is MIA. Not sure where he is. I got this little report of him being in Vegas, but I'm not so sure that's where he is. We'll have to find out. Maybe he'll call in. Anyway, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing fantastic today. It is... what is today? February 11th already. I can't even believe it. We're like halfway into February, which means Christmas is around the corner. You guys done shopping yet? Just kidding. I know. Can you believe it? Well, today we've got Arizona for Normal on. We love that. We love AZ for Normal. This is a great organization that helps to promote and support and just basically be there for patients. And everybody using medical cannabis to heal their lives. They're very political. They're very active. You can see them probably once a month somewhere around town, anywhere around town. But they're fantastic, so you're going to definitely want to listen in on this interview here, and then you're probably going to want to get involved. Really great organization. They have their meeting is coming up the second Saturday of the month. I got it right this time. I usually miss that somehow, not knowing my Saturdays, I guess. But it's the second Saturday of the month at the Ward 6 downtown. We'll have to get you an address. John will get you. Mr. President will come on and get us an address and a phone number and a Facebook page and all that good stuff. But let's see what's going on in the news today. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out... all the latest in news and information and certifications. We also have a really great mailing list you can get on. And if you want to, you can just email us at thctucson@gmail.com. And we'll put you on that list and we'll spam you with coupons and radio show announcements and news and information and all that good stuff. But check out Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We are in the back. If you want to, you can book an appointment for your certification online. And if you can, bring your medical records from within the last 12 months of the diagnosis for what you want your card. And then if you don't have current medical records, just bring what you have, and we'll get you an evaluation to get you a diagnosis for your medical marijuana card. It's really painless. And, in fact, we've had some really great people come in and give us some reviews. So let's see if we can't find a few of those reviews just for fun to hear what people are saying about Tumbleweeds Health Center, because this is always nice to get these positive reviews. 5 stars, recertification was enlightening about products and articles that the doctor recommended reading. They're very knowledgeable, which made renewal simple. All right, here's another 5-star. Best certification center I've ever used. I highly recommend THC Center. They care for real. The THC Center has the best prices, too. The help is great. The doctor was the best. And if you don't use the THC Center for your renewal, you're missing out. That's awesome. We get a lot of reviews from people say that that they were scared coming in, but upon entering, they were quickly put at ease. Here's one. It says, awesome service. This is the second time we've gone to Tumbleweeds, and we will always keep coming back. Dana is so smart and knowledgeable. I always learn something new. They're very compassionate and just lovely people. Keep up the good work. That's awesome. We love to hear that. Thank you so much for writing those reviews, for taking a moment to do that. That does mean a lot to business owners. And we love you guys. Least expensive, I won't say cheapest because we're not cheap. We're a lot of fun. Least expensive certifications in town. $85 certification, $65 to renew. So come on down and get certified. Bring a friend. And remember, check your emails and your spam and junk folders for our emails because a coupon went out today. That's right. So check again. Check those emails and see if you got something in there. All right. So let's see. If you go to Tucson or tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, we're back on the certifications. I'm just going to go through the website here for a second. I don't know why, but it sounds like fun. What medical conditions will qualify a patient for a medical marijuana card? PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes, so if it's going to the doctor for anything that causes any of this, wasting syndrome if you're not eating, severe and chronic pain, if you have severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including those of multiple sclerosis. We've seen really great results with Parkinson's patients just using the high CBD hemp oils that we carry, Vital B, at Tumbleweeds Health Center. The state fee is always $150 unless you're on food stamps, and then they're going to give that to you for $75. Now, here's the catch, though, folks. You have got to have your name on that card. It's imprinted like it is on a credit card, and if it isn't, then that doesn't count. You can't bring that in and say, can't you just put it anyway? My number's in there. No, sorry. We know it would be that easy, but the state doesn't want to make it that easy. So what you got to do is get your determination letter, your award letter, the letter that says you're good to go. It has your name on it. It says Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, or FS for food stamps, anything like that. Bring that information in, and you can save $75. That's a lot of money, folks. So get that together for sure. Visa or MasterCard for the state fee if you're going to have us process all your paperwork. It goes through the computer system, so you know you don't sign anything. We just type all your numbers in. $85 to see the doctor, $65 for renewal, $50 for evaluation. If you don't have current medical records, just bring what you do have, and we'll get you certified. And if you go to another doctor, or if your primary will fill out the state paperwork, bring it in, and we'll process it for you for just $35. If you happen to go somewhere else that doesn't do processing, come on down to see us, and we'll do that for you. So we'll make it painless. We'll make it easy. You can check out our products as well. We've got just a ton of homemade hand-blown glass pipes all the way from New York City. They're absolutely incredibly beautiful. If you're into recycling, we've got some incredible recycled pipes made. They're really neat. They look like the surface of the moon, actually. Not that I've been there, but kind of a visual. We've got high CBD Vital V hemp oil, which we have all seen just miracles with. We have the Earth Vape vaporizer batteries that you can get your cartridges, your whole extract cartridge to fill with. We've got Holy Smokes. We've got vaporizing pens. We've got the Magic Flight vaporizer. We've got vaporizers for concentrates. We've got accessories for concentrates. We know you're all into those oils, waxes, dabs, and all that good stuff. So we've got all that for you. We've got the Indica. I believe we've got some more either Cloud V or Sky Cloud coming in this week. So we've got it all. So let's see what's in the news before we bring John on here this morning. Let's see what we've got going on in the great state of Arizona. Well, it looks like 18 states are predicted to legalize marijuana by 2020. The latest ArcView market research report reveals a prediction that 18 states will legalize recreational marijuana within the next 5 years. The report was devised to assist investors in the marijuana industry in charting a course for the future. Their data indicates the end of America's marijuana prohibition may be well within reach. The continued success of the state markets has created the public perception that nationwide legalization is inevitable, and this trend, compounded with the loss of big-name political donors such as Peter Lewis and John Sperling, has created a political funding crisis, noted the reporter's authors. Winning full legalization, the old-fashioned way, by getting it approved by a majority of the legislature and signed by the governor, would be an enormous political achievement that would open up the possibility of legalization in the balance of those states that do not offer a voter initiative, stated a marijuana industry nonprofit spokesperson. ArcView's analysis predicts that recreational marijuana will be legalized within the next 2 years in 8 states, including Arizona, California, Maine, and Nevada. It also appears that California is destined to join Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska by passing initiatives to legalize recreational marijuana in 2016. Well, we're hoping that the legislature comes in and legalizes it for us earlier. We can all grow and have access without problems. Do you know that Arizona is one of the fifth worst states to get busted for pot in? It's an automatic felony in jail time and fees, and your life's ruined. So get your card, folks. We don't want that to happen to you. We've seen a lot of compliance with legal entities around town. Yeah, we've seen a lot of non-compliance as well. But if you have your card, it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, but it is a good thing to have. Let's just say that's a little bit of protection for you. All right. Cincinnati would become Ohio marijuana capital under proposal. The Cincinnati area would become the marijuana growing capital of Ohio, with Hamilton, Butler, and Claremont counties each hosting a marijuana farm under a proposal that advocates hope to put before Ohio voters as early as this fall. The proposed ballot amendment would legalize marijuana for recreational use by adults 21 and older, and medical marijuana use for those with a doctor's note. And that's what we were going to ask MPP last year was, we were going to ask them what their stance is on just even calling it marijuana. So many people, whether they're for it or not, they don't like the word. And the age was also the other factor, 18 or 21. There's so many people that are also really staunchly against letting anyone be a part of it unless they're 21 at least. So let's see. With that, we are going to attempt to call a guest, it says here. So let's see if we can get Mr. President on the line here. We are calling John Gettle of AZ for Normal. And in case you don't know, AZ for Normal, their mission statement.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Mr. President John?
It is Mr. President John. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you? We love the little early morning giggle.
Absolutely. It's a feel-good morning, a beautiful day. I mean, we got a lot to be thankful for.
We sure do. It is a beautiful morning. It's gorgeous outside. I was out walking the boy this morning. It is. The birds are up and tweeting, and it is a glorious day. I was just about to read your mission statement to our listeners here. AZ for Normal works to educate the community about the benefits of medical cannabis, the safety of responsible adult use, and the value of industrial hemp. Well, there you go, folks. This is John, president of AZ for Normal. Thank you so much for being here this morning, John. Are you still with us?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, tell us, I know I just summed up your mission statement, but give us a little more about what you do here, how you got involved, and tell us what's going on in our great state of Arizona.
Well, there's just lots to share, so I'm excited to be part of the program this morning. Arizona for Normal was brought about by a group of folks who were looking to change the marijuana laws and the marijuana attitude in the community. You know, we had, at that time here in Tucson, we had a law enforcement that was very hostile to any sort of marijuana. Small amounts could get you easily get you several days in jail, probation, you know, get an alcohol device in your car even though you weren't drinking alcohol. I mean, all sorts of terrible things could happen to people. And we noticed that and wanted to change those things. So Arizona for Normal was founded, and we help to register voters for the ballot measures that come up from time to time. And then we also table out at various events to help educate folks. There's that educate word from the mission statement. But educate people about marijuana and why it's important as a medicine and as a a sacrament to make people's day better after a hard day, and why we need industrial hemp as well. So we get out there to different events and share that knowledge.
I like that you said sacrament, because so many people see this beautiful plant. It's just so many different things. It's a medicine for some people. It's an enhancement for others. It's recreational. It's uplifting. It's an antidepressant. It's a sacrament. It's fabric. This plant is just an incredible plant. You mentioned legislature. Now, we know that there's some Democrats up in Phoenix that are wanting to push this through in June. What have you heard about that, and what's your stance, and how do you feel about it?
Well, we've got two courses of action here in Arizona that are proceeding. One is the legislature that's working on their own bill, which I see as an attempt to circumvent what the voters will potentially vote on in 2016. I'm not opposed to the legislature taking that action, but we've seen that our legislature here in Arizona is not that concerned with the population and more concerned with their own agendas. So right. I'm not hopeful that anything quality would come out of the legislature.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're trying to circumvent what the voters would vote for leads me to believe that they are going to try to get something more restrictive and less
for the patients, I'm sure. I was just going to ask you that very question. What do you think the difference would be, let's say legislature passed it this summer versus what the patients are going to vote on in 2016? What's the primary difference? Are we looking at age? Are we looking at how many plants one can grow? What would be the difference between them passing in this June and the patients passing in 16?
Well, it's a really good question, and I don't think we have that information yet. The bill language certainly for 2016 is not out yet, and I'm very concerned with the direction that that's going. And also, I haven't seen the legislature with any specific language, only talking about the various issues. When we're talking about legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana, there are many, many issues within that umbrella that can be addressed by a bill. I mean, some of the things that you mentioned. How many plants can one cultivate, or if they can cultivate plants? That's certainly up for debate now. Do we end the charges for people that have charges pending for various marijuana offenses? Do we release the people from jail that are in there for marijuana offenses or for violation of probation from a marijuana offense? There's certainly a lot of folks that are in jail for that. And so there's just many, many areas that could be addressed by a bill, and each one of those is going to have to go through a focus group, I suppose, to determine whether what percentage point it would make somebody more likely or less likely to vote for the bill. you know, is what the funders are going to demand.
Right.
And so the people who put in the money for the 2016 bill are going to be the ones that that dictate a lot of these issues, unfortunately. And we're going to really have to stay on top of it as an advocacy group, and our other associated groups here in Arizona are really going to have to work hard to make the voice of the patient and of the regular person heard in this issue.
Now, how are you going to do that? That's an excellent point, because, you know, we often see that until someone is directly affected, they're not going to change their mind. So how is it that you're going to get the patient heard when they're the ones that the program is for? And don't get me wrong, it's for everybody. Cannabis is for anybody who wants it, I believe. But right now, with the push that, you know, is happening, I think what you said about the patients needing to be heard is really important. How do you do that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we work with our friends over at SAFER Arizona, and we just really continue to educate folks about what's happening, about why it's important for them to vote and to register to vote. It really, really makes a difference. If we see this last election, if we look at the last election, some of those races were won by just a few votes, you know. It's your vote makes a difference, and I think I can't say that enough, how important it is for people to vote and to know what they're voting on.
Absolutely.
So we continue to encourage people to do that. And then we're meeting with many of these meetings, planning meetings, for the language for these bills. We are going to those meetings and helping to be a voice of a cannabis consumer, for sure.
Absolutely. And you have your own meeting second Saturday of every month, is that correct?
We do. So we have a meeting coming up this Valentine's Day. It's at the Ward 6 Council offices at 3 o'clock. Bring your Valentine and come help us plan for the future, some of our future events where we're going to be out tabling to encourage people to register to vote and to learn about the importance of decriminalizing marijuana.
And what's the address?
And the address is 3202 East First Street, which is at Speedway and Country Club. 3202 East First Street. That's the Ward 6 Council offices, Steve Kozacik's office. I want to thank Steve for letting us meet over there at the office. And
that's really
just cool. Come on out. We have 30 to 45, 50 people that come each month. And it's a great way to network, to meet other people in the community who are like-minded, and to see the good that people in the cannabis community are doing.
Absolutely, and you also have some incredible guest speakers that come in and talk to everybody, which is a really unique opportunity for people to get a real one-on-one with somebody at the meeting that you wouldn't normally get otherwise. They're just fantastic meetings. Everybody's welcome, so really come down. It's 3 p.m. to 4:20, and check it out. I was going to mention something else, and I've got this whole list of things that I want to ask you, and it totally slipped my mind about your meetings, but I want to ask how you're going to get the young kids to vote, because, you know, we've done some events at U of A and the turnouts are rather small. I'm hoping that they're going to grow, but how do you get the young kids to get out there and vote? They're not, you know, seemingly interested. When we tell them you can vote for pot, they're like, oh, well, heck yeah, I'll register. But how are we going to get this across the board to get everybody out there voting for this and to get them aware?
Well, that's a really good point, and I think we've just got to keep our activities up down there at the U of A. Continue to support Trevor and his group, the U of A SSDP chapter. That's the Sensible Students for Drug Policy. and continue to support that group to help help the students see why their vote is important. I think many of them are here, you know, for a year, and then they're on to their other endeavors or further schooling, or they're here for a couple years, and they don't really feel a part of the Arizona community or the Southern Arizona community. And we really want to make them feel like they are a valued part of this community. We want them to stay here after they finish school. We need those well-educated young people to be a part of our community and then contribute to making the community better. So I'd like to continue to focus on that and to be part of any tabling efforts that we do down at the U of A. But you really bring up a great point that we've got to focus on students. They're a big part of our community here.
They are a huge part of our community. U of A is gargantuan as far as population goes. And yeah, the events down there, we definitely have to keep up. Now, you just had Gem and Jam. How was that? Tell us about the Gem and Jam event.
Oh, my goodness. That's our second year of tabling over at the Gem and Jam. So we set up an informational tent. We featured several local artists in there and their products that they create. And we really had a great time. It was an opportunity for our volunteers to come out and be with each other and to really have a great time and to share with the Gem and Jam community, many of whom are people from out of state and who had questions about the reciprocity in the Arizona law. As you know, Arizona is one of the few states that has reciprocity, which means that a patient from another medical marijuana state can be in Arizona with their medicine and not be subject to any criminal penalties. So that's something that we share. We had a lot of questions about that, and we helped those out-of-state patients understand how that policy works. So that was pretty exciting.
Now, just for our listeners, can out-of-state patients go to a dispensary with their paperwork or cards or whatever?
They cannot, no. That's an interesting hiccup in the law, is there's no place for you to buy your medicine from a dispensary, at least. You have to get your medicine some other way, and it's illegal to travel from another state to this state with medicine, so you want to be super careful of that. So how you get your medicine, the law doesn't address that.
Very interesting. Well, hopefully the snowbirds have other addresses here, and those visiting the snowbirds have friends that will share. That's basically
that's exactly right. There are places for the patients to get quality medicine for sure. So if they look around a little bit, they'll find a place.
Yep, absolutely. Question for you. We have a new club in town. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Do you know much about the new smoke club?
I do. Absolutely. I know a little bit about it. We have a new private club that allows medical marijuana patients to use their medicine in a nice, comfortable environment. It's really exciting. It's the first of its kind here in Southern Arizona. They've had a few of them up in Phoenix for a little while now. But this is the first one here, and I'm really excited about this potential. It's really a great place for patients to get together, for medical card holders to get together and use their medicine and be able to talk with others and be with others while they do that. You know, having a serious illness is a lonely business. It can be a lonely business. And it can be difficult for people to leave the house. And And when you do feel well enough to leave the house, to have somewhere to go and to be with some like-minded folks that you have something in common with, that is very valuable to somebody suffering with a serious illness.
It is. It's community, and you can be very isolated with a serious illness. And, you know, having people around that understand what it's like to go through what you're going through is huge. It's really important to, you know, for people to feel safe and loved and connected, you know?
Absolutely. This is
What's
so
the name
true.
Of this new club?
The 420 Social Club, I believe, is the name of it. And it's at 643 North 4th Avenue.
643 North 4th Avenue, folks. And what are the hours? And is there a fee? What makes this a private club? You have to be a patient, correct?
You have to be an Arizona medical card holder, from what I understand. From what I understand, patients from other states are not eligible at this time, but stay tuned. There may be some announcements on that. I don't have the hours handy. I apologize. Are you there?
Yep, that's quite all right. We'll find him. We'll find the hours out somehow. And I hear it's a $5 fee to get in. Is that correct?
That's right. That's what I understand as well, a $5 fee. And they're in their soft opening right now. So there may be an opportunity for a patient to get over there and check it out without paying the fee. So I don't know that I'd let the fee hold you back. Get on over there and say hi. Say it, Bob is over there with Safer Arizona. He's a great guy. Get over there and say hi to Bob and check it out. They'd love to show you around.
That's awesome. What a great thing for people and patients, you know. Especially patients that are new to this, they need a place to go where people will understand their questions, you know. It's hard when you're new and you go ask somebody who has no idea about cannabis a question and they're like, well, I don't know. You need to be around like-minded people that can help you maybe with a certain illness, you know, what strains work best for this or, you know, that kind of, what edibles work best for that kind of a thing.
Absolutely. There's a lot that other patients can share, especially with new patients. You know, we've seen this a lot in Arizona, particularly. Imagine it happens in other places. But when somebody goes to get their medical marijuana card, they can do that, but there's no further education. You know, there's no education. So for a senior citizen, for example, who's never had any contact with marijuana, they oftentimes don't know, you know, how to use the various tools to use marijuana, a pipe or a water pipe. They don't know how to use those things, and they really don't know much about marijuana. So to have a place that they can go and have another person show them how these things work, I think is very valuable as well.
It is very valuable because you're right. There are so many tools to our trade that are unfamiliar to people that they need a little hand-holding and a little walkthrough, if you will. And that's a great place and a great opportunity. We'll have to have Bob and Safe Arizona on, and maybe we'll do a live show from the social club. That would be fun, the 420 Social Club live.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would
absolutely.
Yeah. So, speaking of events and things to do, what do you have coming up? This is February. What do we have coming up?
Well, so we have the Tucson Peace Fair coming up at the end of the month. This is a really fun event, especially for families and for people looking for something to do over the weekend. That is an event that's held at Reed Park at the Band Shell. And it's Saturday, February 28th. is when the Peace Fair is. And they'll have bands, food, music, all kinds of activities and all kinds of different groups hosting tables and booths with different information. It's always beautiful weather in late February, so it's a beautiful day out in the park. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's generally face painting for the kids. There's other activities for the kids. Pets are welcome. It's just a really fun day to hang out with great people in our beautiful Reed Park setting in the middle of town. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I think this year's theme is ending poverty, so that's a good theme. And there are all sorts of activists and environmentalists putting on demonstrations. And like John said, there's food trucks and music, and it's kid-friendly, which is the most important thing. Bring your whole family and bring your animals. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. It really is.
It's a real fun day. We've been with AZ for Normal down there the past 2 or 3 years. It's really fun. So that's February. We got anything in March coming up?
So in March, I don't think so. While we're talking, I'm trying to think of KFMA Day.
Yeah.
But I believe it's been announced. I'm looking it up right now, featuring Five Finger Death Punch, a band. That's Saturday, April 18th. So we'll be out there for KFMA Day this year, and that's a lot of fun as well. Come see the booth. It's really for the younger folks. You know, Five Finger Death Punch is a rock and roll, a pretty heavy metal band, so you want to check out the list of bands before you buy a ticket to KFMA Day, because it's definitely not for for folks that, you know, don't like some heavy metal music. So it's a lot of fun, though. The music is loud, the food is great, they've got food trucks, they've got beer trucks, and vendors of all sorts, so it's definitely a lot of fun. It's worth going to.
Yeah, it is. That's a great time. That's a real good time, yeah. Loud and fun, and education, too. And
yeah.
Now there's a 420 event you got coming up, am I correct?
That's right. So right after that is April 20th, and we're doing a 420 event at the Excess Nightclub, which is there on Speedway. And we'll have food trucks as well. Just a moment here, and I'll have that information for our listeners.
Yeah.
Club
Ex- Retail Center will be down there with you guys.
The what, Will?
I said Tumbleweed Retail Center will be down there with you guys for the 420.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited. Yeah, that's it. At 5851 East Speedway Boulevard.
There
Club Excess. And there'll be bands, there'll be other great groups from around Tucson, Tumbleweeds Health Center, and we will have places for the patients to go. There'll be great people to network with. It'll be a lot of fun to help ring in April 20th. So I'm excited for the announcements that'll be coming up. Stay tuned to the Facebook page and to the various newsletters that we have in the community, and make sure you're getting your ticket to Club Excess on 420.
How much will those be?
I want to say it's $10, but I'm not absolutely sure.
Easy peasy, folks. Come on down. $10. You spend that on a burger elsewhere, and this is going to be way better.
Come
on down. It's going to be a great event.
Absolutely.
music, food, place for patients to partake. Tumbleweeds Health Center will be down there offering specials on certifications for patients from the event that night. So lots of good things going on. I'm going to ask one more thing. There's so many things here I want to talk about, but tell us about your Facebook page and how they can get your newsletters and how they can get it to your website and to your next meeting.
Okay, yes, our Facebook page is easy to find. If you search Arizona for Normal in the Facebook search box, you'll come to our Facebook page. We update that very frequently with the events that are happening, with the meeting information, and any other news that's happening in the community that you'll be that'll be interesting to you. So definitely join the Facebook page. Our website is still a work in progress. We've had a few webmasters that have moved on to other things in the community, and I'm looking for a new webmaster. So if you know anybody that has those skills and would be interested in donating time or talking to us about how they can help, please have them contact Arizona for Normal.
Absolutely.
That's a tough thing to find a good webmaster.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. People have lots going on, but the next meeting is not October 11th. It's this Saturday. somebody help AZ for Normal and fix that date. It's this Saturday is their meeting at the Ward 6 Council Center. So check it out for sure. Check out their Facebook page. And check out their, they do post their meetings from the agendas and stuff from the meetings. In case you miss it, they post what happened and what's going to be happening. So check that out too. And you can also find information about AZ for Normal down at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. John, thank you so much for coming on and for all of the hard work that you do, that you've done for so many years. We know that you have your own challenges in your life, and we appreciate all the efforts you make despite that to push forward the acceptance of this incredible plant. You're really, really awesome, John.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It was such a delight to be on and to share all this information with your great listeners. So I had a great time. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, John, and we will see you at the Peace Fair.
We'll see you there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, John Gettle, President AZ for Normal, folks. Fantastic. That we are going to have just a super amount of fun at the Peace Fair coming up. You really should get down to his meeting this Saturday. You can really meet a lot of great people down there. And I've been blogging the address of where you can get to these places. The Ward 6 Council Office is at 3202 East First Street. That's at Speedway and Country Club. Just park there on the side. You park on Country Club or whatever and go in the back door. Great meeting, like John said, 25 to 50 people there, usually guest speakers within the community talking about, guess what, cannabis? You got it. That's right. So check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/AZForNormal. And they've got azfornormal.com. You can check out their actual website as well. And thanks again, John, so much for coming on air. We always love having John on, and we will definitely have to do a live show from the 420 Social Club. That's a pretty cool place to be, so you have to check that out. So let's see, more in the news here. Well, we've got a little bit of time left. You know what I always love, you know, when we do have time, this is what I really love.
Puff, puff, puff. Puff,
is fucking awesome.
Walked into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos, I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to Weed Say Wednesday. Talking real estate here. Talking can estates. If you want to purchase a home here, do it. Now's the time. We've got a realtor for you. Welcome back to Weed Stay Wednesday. We were just live on the air with John Gettle from AZ for Normal. What a fantastic man. He has been doing this hard work for so long now, for years and years and years, a lot longer than any of you have probably even had your cards. So thank you, John, so much for being on air. And we will be down at the Peace Fair with John. February 28th, you'll see our little tents down there. It's an awesome day. It is. It's absolutely a gorgeous day. Always beautiful. Just sunshiny, not too hot. Usually the end of February, although can't say that now. We're into 80s already. So it's February 28th, 11 to 4 p.m., and that's at Reed Park at the Bandshell area. Kid-friendly, face painting for kids, animals are welcome. There's food trucks. There's music. There's hippies dancing. You can't miss it. It's wonderful. And don't miss it. It's a great event. This year's theme is to end poverty. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out the events page and see their nifty little flyer, which we have up at Tumbleweeds Health Center. So if you want to come down, we'll even print your little flyer out. You can put it on your refrigerator and keep a reminder to get down there. It says, this free event is Arizona's largest gathering of peace, justice, and environmental groups. Yay, we love those guys. Live music, tables, food, entertainment, and children's activities. You can go visit TucsonPeaceCalendar.org, or you can even call them for more information at 520-730-3693. 0909. Awesome possum. Excellent. Thank you all for tuning in. And we got a little bit more time here. So I always like, it's always a favorite day of mine when the secret all-white magazine comes in the mail. It's the envelope. You know, but nobody else does unless they know. And you know they know. Maybe the postman knows. Our postman's pretty cool over here. But they've always got some great articles and great advice and some things that even you should be aware of. Let's see. There's actually, I don't know if you know this, but check this out. This is super fun. The Grateful Bud and Breakfast. That's right. The very first cannabis-friendly lodge in Colorado ski country, cleverly dubbed Bud and Breakfast Silverthorn, features Grateful Dead-themed rooms. For $149 per night, guests can stay in the Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, or Bill Kretzmann rooms. And for the more indulgent traveler, the Jerry Garcia suite is available for $199. All the rooms are filled with signed dead memorabilia, and occupants can pick and choose from a wide variety of pot products, including flowers, edibles, and concentrates provided by two local dispensaries. In addition to the daily obligatory 420 happy hour, the lodge offers morning wake and bake sessions with complimentary mimosas and marijuana. Best of all, the innkeepers provide expert advice explaining the difference between indicas and sativas and making reefer recommendations to less informed visitors. With the sudden success of the Grateful Bud and Breakfast, owners are considering adding an additional room. It remains to be seen how much demand there will be to stay in a suite named after the Dead's legendary original keyboard player, Pigpen. So there you have it. Folks, if you're traveling in Colorado, you like the Grateful Dead, and you want to go hang out at a pot-friendly place, it is Bud and Breakfast. What's it called? Bud and Breakfast Silverthorn. There you go. $150 to $200 a night gets you a Grateful Dead-themed room with lots of goodies. That you can't beat. Speaking of ganja goodies, here's some ganja gum. I don't know if you all know about this. So chew on this. A biotech company is producing a pharmaceutical-grade cannabis chewing gum containing psychoactive THC. The gum, branded as MedChew, uses a slow-release formula similar to nicotine gum to allow for more efficient absorption of cannabinoids through the mouth lining, bypassing the digestive tract altogether. Axsome Biotechnologies currently markets CanChew gum with cannabidiol, CBD, but MedChew is the first THC-specific medical marijuana gum. Axsome recently announced plans to build a manufacturing facility in the Netherlands, where it will also cultivate cannabis at a 1.25-acre production site. Clinical trials for the product with multiple sclerosis patients and others are currently underway in Amsterdam. If all goes well, Axsome anticipates MedChew being available to consumers in 2017. Wow, that's pretty cool, actually. Ganja gum. That's pretty neat. A lot of people that don't want to smoke or even eat it can just pop a piece of gum in your mouth and away you go. So check this out. I just like reading the little blurbs here. Plant Formers, more than getting high. Plant Formers has added a new Landrace strain to their library. The Amsterdam-based company has released Mechanica Haze, a heady sativa that can be traced back to the Amazon rainforest, where it is believed to have been used by Santo Daime practitioners for healing purposes. Plant Formers is dedicated to gathering Landrace strains from around the world and developing new and exciting genetics. The company's flagship strain, Mechanica Haze, boasts an exquisite citrusy bouquet of oranges and mangoes while packing a potent THC punch. The high is cerebral and long-lasting, and growers will appreciate the 9 to 10-week flowering time Plant Formers achieve without sacrificing the strain's stability. Keep an eye out for a variety of new crosses from Plant Formers in 2015. Wow, that sounds yummy. I like the citrus mango combination they got going on there and the THC pack-a-punch. So did you know if you want to buy THC, let's just see here, New York, sour diesel is going for $4.20 an ounce. Oh my goodness, that is a lot. What about here in Arizona? In Tucson, you can get pre-98 Bubba Kush for just $3.20 now. They should list where you could get these. Girl Scout cookies, Tahoe OG, California. You can get that for anywhere. Well, in San Francisco, it's $2.80. In Los Angeles, it's $3.00 an ounce. Interesting. What do we got? Pennsylvania, train wreck, $3.60 an ounce. There's some prices across our little country here. And if anyone out there is growing, getting ready to harvest and cure, here's just a couple pro tips for drying and curing. High Times Magazine you can now buy at Tumbleweed Sales Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Folks, get on down there. Harvest flowers. When more than 75% of the stigmas, or fuzzy hairs, on the buds have shifted from white to rust brown orange color. There's your cue. White, no, rust brown orange. That's the color you're looking for. Sometimes I've even seen a pinkish salmon color. But they're saying to harvest flowers when more than 75% of the hairs have turned to one of those colors. Always are recommended to get a microscope and check out the actual trichomes. Harvest indoor flowers. So when a majority of the trichomes or resin glands are still white or translucent, that's when you harvest indoor flowers. Once the trichomes begin turning amber, it's time to cut the buds down. Outdoor flowers may have more amber glands at harvest. Dry the cut branches in places with moderate humidity so that the flowers don't dry out too quickly. Very important. The optimal drying humidity range for drying is between 40 and 50%. Dry and cure buds in the dark whenever possible. Light rapidly degrades THC and other cannabinoids. And store buds at low temperatures whenever possible. THC levels decrease dramatically at warmer temperatures. There you go. So it's not just throw in a seed and out pops these amazing, beautiful buds. I want you to know growers grow with love and care, hopefully, and it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of attention. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Did I say it was a lot of money? You got to replace bulbs. You got to buy bulbs. You got to buy equipment. You got to pay for electric. You got to pay for gas. You got to pay for water. You got to pay for trips to get your water. You got to pay for time to get your water. You got to pay for the buckets that go for the water. You got to pay for seeds and licensing and, yeah, making sure that everything is legit, folks. Keep it legit. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see. Let's just go with this one. Here's a bud rot problem. If anybody gets bud rot out there, this person says, I've been growing outdoors for several years, but recently ran into a serious problem. After an unusual wet late summer, early fall, my flowers seem to be developing some sort of mold. Ooh. Parts of the cola suddenly start to appear brown, and the brown part seems to spread throughout the buds very quickly. I've been cutting those affected parts. Ooh, but now I'm losing close to half my harvest to this plague. Is there anything I can do to prevent this in the future? Also, is it safe to smoke the unaffected buds? Cannabis kid, listen up. They're sticky. Bud rot is a serious issue and certainly not one to take lightly. There are a few things you can do to mitigate or avoid the problem. One is to grow in a greenhouse or hoop house so that the rainwater can't accumulate within your colas. Shake off any branches with visible wetness on them as well, even in the enclosures, because high humidity can cause liquid to build up, and this is how molds thrive. If you insist on growing outdoors, cover the plants temporarily before any rainstorms and in the mornings when dew can accumulate. You're right to cut off any moldy or rotten parts that you can see in order to keep the bud rot from spreading, but the fungus that causes it isn't always visible, which means that rot can spread even though you've removed all the visibly affected parts. As for smoking buds from a mold-infested grow, I would never recommend it, especially for people who use medical marijuana due to compromised immune systems. Airborne fungus spores in your lungs aren't my idea of a safe smoking experience, and since the buds don't have to be visibly affected to still have spores on them, I wouldn't risk smoking the ones that you can't see it on either. Oh, well, that's not so good. That's not so good. But you know what's going to be good? What's going to be great is our 3-year anniversary show coming up. We've got Robert Platshorn, we've got Heidi Hamburg. I think Doug Fine might join us. We've got so many others coming up, so many great shows coming up, I should say. So please, always keep listening, keep blogging, and come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. If you don't know a lick about cannabis, come on down. We'll teach you everything you want to know that we know. THCTucson@gmail.com. Get on our email list. We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center, Studio C, Tech Guy, Cannabis Kid. Good morning, Vegas. Be careful out there. Come back safely and get on down to the Peace Fair when you can during the day, 11 to 4 on February 28th. We'll be down there with AZ for Normal, and we'll be at the 420 event that AZ for Normal is hosting on 420. I think that's a Monday. But thank you so much for always calling in, always tuning in. Thank you for doing the great work that you do out there to push and promote cannabis as a beautiful plant. We always want to tell you to be smart, be safe, and educate. Have an awesome Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We love you.